This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Patty from Omaha. I've called in a couple of times over the years, just with a couple of my ghost stories. Haven't had anything happen, thankfully, in a couple of years. that's a good thing, I guess, right? Knock on wood. I just wanted to share a story that happened when I visited my husband's grandfather in Florida. Kind of just a weird coincidence. I don't know if it's necessarily 100% paranormal. But my husband's paternal grandmother passed away when he was, I want to say, like five or six. He was young. But she always favored him out of the four kids that my husband had sibling-wise. She was his favorite. He could do no wrong. He was pretty much her golden boy, which makes the story even funnier. So what happened was when we come down to Florida, we usually stay with his grandfather, his paternal grandfather. They're very, very close. He was even the best man at our wedding. So they're very, very close. But he is very hospitable and lets us stay in his bedroom when we are there, since obviously we're a married couple, and he's just very generous in that regard. So what happened was we were there the second night, and we went to bed around 11 p.m., and so his bed is one of those vibrating beds. It's like the sleep number one where the remote control. And we never, ever have it on just because we like the bed to be still. And his grandpa showed us how to raise it and lower it if we wanted to, but we just didn't want to mess with his setting, so we just left it alone. But one night, I slept on his grandmother's side, what would have been his grandmother's side, on their side of the bed. And at 3 a.m. in the morning, around 3, 3:10-ish, I don't really remember the time, I just knew it was 3, little after 3, the bed started shaking. And I don't know if maybe, you know, we hit the settings in our sleep or what was going on, but the remote was on the bedside table that was about 5 feet from me, a little closer to my husband, but his arms aren't that long to, you know, reach around and smack it. So, and I said, hey, you know, babe, the bed's shaking. Are you shaking it? And of course he rolls over, just mumbles something and goes back to sleep. Well, then at this point I'm kind of like, okay, well, he's not moving. Why is the bed shaking? So I started getting a little scared. And so I reached for the remote and turned it off, and it turned off and everything. So in the morning, I talked to his grandfather and said, hey, you know, I don't know if your bed's malfunctioning, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh no, that's just Helen. And I stopped and I said, what? And he's like, yeah, it happens from time to time. You know, his little brother, my husband's little brother sleeps with their grandpa sometimes if he has a nightmare. Long story short, my grandpa pretty much raises his little brother. And apparently when his little brother sleeps on that side, that happens sometimes too. I guess the grandfather called the manufacturer and they didn't have any recalls. They didn't have any reports of, you know, the bed shaking thing going off by itself, because it's more just triggered by the remote and the remote only. So I just figured I'd call in and share that story with you guys. I don't know, like I said, if it's 100% paranormal. I don't know if it was just like a defect in the mattress, but I thought it was pretty cool. I don't think it was really malicious. I think she was just kind of checking me out since I married her golden boy and it was what I was all about, trying to mess with me, see if I could handle it. But just want to let you guys know, like always, love the show, listen every day. I'm not an EPP currently because I'm not working, but as soon as I find a job and start working, I definitely plan on becoming an EPP again to help you guys out. But have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.